This is the Afternoon Jam Session with P.A. on 103.7 The Beat.
Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat, 12 minutes to the backside of 4 o'clock. In the studio from the Goodwill, we got Jane Drake here. We talk about free taxes at the time of year where you get your taxes done for free. How you doing, Jane?
Really good. It's been a crazy couple weeks getting ready with all training all our volunteers with getting them IRS certified and ready to do the taxes. We're going to be starting here next week.
Next week.
Yep. We're excited.
Wow. How many preparers you have? You got a lot of them?
Yes, we do. We've worked really hard this year to get more volunteers interested and recruited and signed up, and we're up around 50 volunteers this year, which is a bump up from about 30 that we had last year.
Wow. Last year when we talked, you had people who had retired from this, accountants and all these people. Yep. They were just donating their time back.
Exactly, and we have the same. We've got retired teachers. Same deal again, retired accountants. We have people like me who have never done any kind of accounting or bookwork and just wanted to get involved and see if we could help. And then this year, the biggest thing that happened was we have some great partnerships with Muskegon Community College and Baker College. Baker College invited us into all their accounting classes and their business classes, and we recruited a crop of really bright, eager accounting and business students that are doing very well with the training. I'm just excited to see what kind of work they can do at the Vita sites.
Wow. Now, is the service any different than going to an H&R Block?
No, sir. No, sir. There is one big difference. It's free. We don't charge anything. If you meet our income eligibility requirements, we will service anybody, a married couple or a single parent with children up to an income of about $55,000, or a single person up to $22,000. So that's for our volunteer-assisted services.
Wow.
And it is free. We don't charge for the state forms or any special credit forms or even for the e-filing. Everything is electronically filed and done and processed correctly. And we have to live up to all the standards for accuracy and ethics and confidentiality that the IRS requires. We are an IRS-funded program, so we have additional standards and expectations that we have to meet. And that's what we've been busily training all our volunteers with.
What about the people who have to do the loan form?
Exactly.
Itemize.
We will do all of the Schedule A or Schedule C forms up to a certain level. For if they're an entrepreneur or a small business, we can't do the complicated business where they have depreciation and equipment expenses like that. But if it's like a hairdresser, daycare provider, lawn care, you know, a simple lawn care program, we can do all of the Schedule C. And we do the Schedule A with all of the deductions for contributions and other issues like that. So, yes, we're well qualified for all that. We even have preparers who are certified at one of the highest levels that you can get certified is military.
Hmm.
And we have several preparers who are even certified at military. So if we have anybody out there that's a veteran and has military pension, we can handle that for them.
Oh, that's good. Jane Drake is here from the Goodwill talking about free taxes, getting your taxes done for free. What number do they need to dial to get this accomplished?
If they want to set up an appointment for full service working with a volunteer one-on-one to get their tax return done, just call 211. If they're having issues with their cell phone and the number doesn't work, they can call the toll-free number 1-877-211-5253. The easiest way is call 211 to schedule an appointment. Now, I want to tell you about some new services that we've added this year.
Okay.
We've also made available some walk-in services at select sites in Muskegon. If they don't want an appointment or they're not sure about their schedule, they just want to come in and do their taxes, if they can do them themselves, we have a program set up where they can self-file online with a free program. They can use our computer, use our high-speed internet, use our printer, and just complete the self-filing online with a program that's proven to be easy. It's been tested. It's worked out. It's actually a program donated by H&R Block at home. So that's available for people at several sites, and I'll mention those in a minute. We also have a new walk-in service for people that They don't want. They really can't make an appointment. Their schedule is too sketchy. They don't mind waiting just a couple days to get their return. If they walk into the sites that we've designated, we'll copy all of their stuff electronically, and then they can come back in a few days after a preparer has had a chance to process a return and it's been given a thorough quality review to make sure it's accurate and correct. And then we will go over it with the client in detail to make sure that everything is correct and up to their standards before we electronically file it. And we usually expect it'll be about 3 days, no more than 3 days. It might even be the next day if we have a good crop of volunteers on hand to catch up with a load. And mm-hmm. So let me tell you where they can walk in. If an appointment isn't going to work, we have walk-in services at Goodwill Industries of West Michigan on Apple, at the Goodwill Workforce Development Center in the Park Row Mall, the corner of Henry and Norton, and then Community Encompass at the Learning Lab. That's at Hartford Avenue, 19 Hartford Avenue, the old right next to Bethany Church.
Okay.
So, and also at Baker College, we'll have available the self-file, not the walk-in and the self-assisted.
Okay.
It sounds complicated, all these different services, but there's a really simple way that they can find out about all of these. We have a great website. Go to www.goodwillwm.org, and right in the middle of that website, there's a banner or a button, a click space that says free tax preparation, and it'll take you right to our website that explains all of these services.
Now, I know previous years, I think MoCap was involved too. Right?
Yes, correct.
Are they with you guys this year?
Pardon
me? They part of it this year?
Unfortunately, no. They had some staff changes and funding cutbacks. We have worked with them as far as making sure that all the clients know where else they can go for services. We have three other sites that are within 2.5 miles of their offices on Southern. It's really unfortunate they had some great, very experienced tax preparers over there.
Right.
But the IRS created some new standards and requirements that their space and equipment didn't allow us to have the two people over there that we needed. So, but we're still working with them as far as making sure their clients get the services that they expect.
Wow. Good. I just went to the website, too.
Yeah.
GoodwillWM.org. And it is easy to navigate and get the schedule and all that.
Yeah. So we'll have for appointments, if they want to work one-on-one with a volunteer, we have the full service assistance. If they kind of want to try and see if they can file their own, but they might need high-speed internet or they want somebody standing by to help them, a volunteer, we have the self-service with personal assistance. They can walk into those sites that I just mentioned and get that service. If they want to file online from home, they just go to myfreetaxes.com/goodwillwm. If they type that in, it's a free online filing program that they can do at home anytime they want. We're really excited about this partnership this year with the My Free Taxes group. It's a program that's funded by Goodwill International, United Way Worldwide, and the National Disability Institute with funding from the Walmart Foundation.
Hmm.
The whole point is there's probably in Muskegon County, I think there's something like 19,000 people mm-hmm. that file their that are eligible to receive free tax services.
Mm-hmm.
We only serve about 1,400. We may serve 2,000 this year.
Okay.
That's a big gap.
Right.
So of that 20,000, 60% of them are paying to have their taxes done. And that's what we're about. We think people that are at this income level should not have to pay for their tax services.
They save about $200.
Easily. In some cases, if they have a complicated Schedule A return, they might get charged as much as $300.
Hmm.
We want to make sure that people that are eligible to receive, like the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Child Tax Credit or the Homestead Property Tax Credit, that they get to keep all of that, that they're not paying a preparer. They really can't afford a preparer.
Mm-hmm.
So these national organizations also want to promote that more people will file taxes for free and keep all of their refunds.
Right.
So they have opened up this free online tax program and made it available for anybody with income up to $57,000. It doesn't matter whether they're married or single, with or without kids. If your income is below $57,000, this program, again, is entirely free. It will do all of the federal returns, all of the federal forms, except for foreign income. That's about the only exception. Mm-hmm. It will also do state forms, any state forms. So if somebody has multi-state income, it'll do that. The one thing it won't do is local taxes.
Okay.
But if somebody gets as far through this, it's a very simple process to download the tax form from the city websites and fill it out by hand, because you can't electronically file it anyway. It has to be done by paper,
okay,
your city income taxes.
Right.
If they get that far and they're kind of stuck, they're more than welcome to come into any of our sites, and we'll help them with the city income taxes.
Right.
So it's a very simple program. It's actually H&R Block at Home. That's kind of their contribution to this national campaign to promote more free tax filing.
Wow.
So it's proven, it's tested, it works. It's very simple to use. We've been training our volunteers on, getting familiar with it, and they're all just amazed at how simple it can be. It's just, it asks a question, you answer yes or no, it takes you to another screen, and, eventually all the numbers are there in your tax return. So wow, it's a great program. But here's the issue for us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be sure that people that are filing at home will go to www.myfreetaxes.com/GoodwillWM.
Okay, it's important.
Very important for our program. If they use that URL with that extra GoodwillWM extension,
mm-hmm,
the return that they're doing will count towards our program.
Okay.
And so that will help our totals. So when we go to funders or we go out to the community to get support, get other, more help with this effort, that will count towards our totals that they're looking at. They want to see that the program is growing and being successful. We're a nonprofit. All of us, all of the 15 agencies are involved in this program. We're nonprofit. We need the funding. We need the support. And showing that our numbers are growing and that we're serving a good number of people really helps show we're a good, solid effort and we're worth providing additional support.
All right. Get your taxes done for free. Jane Drake is here from Goodwill talking about that, getting your taxes done for free. Some people might feel that, okay, you go to H&R Block, they might have some secret compared to going to Goodwill. That's probably a myth, right?
Very much a myth. They're all the same tax forms.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same rules that you have to apply to record the income, put in the exemptions, mark the dependencies, indicate whether somebody's eligible for a credit. And that's what we've been trained on. Our volunteers have trained a minimum of 20 hours, some of them as much as 40 hours, and all of the ins and outs on tax law, what credits people are eligible for, what filing status to use to make sure they get the maximum refund. It's not a mystery. It's all very standard, straightforward rules. And we have all of the resources that they have. If there's a question, we have the IRS tax booklets we can go to. We have online services through our tax preparation software that we can go to. There is no mystery to it. I would hold our volunteers up against any commercial preparer, tax preparers. They're well qualified. They have to pass a test.
Mm-hmm.
I think only this year the commercial preparers were required to show that they had completed training and that they were qualified to do returns. Our volunteer preparers have to complete the training and they have to pass an IRS test to show that they're qualified to prepare returns.
Okay.
So when I talk about certification and military certified, that's what I'm talking about. They've achieved certain levels of certification, certain levels of knowledge of tax law that qualifies them to do this volunteer program.
And it changes a lot.
It changes a lot from year to year. And then every year you learn something new. I went through the training last year, and by golly, going through it this year, I discover how much it was good that I did the training again and went through the whole certification process, because I was able to brush up on some areas that I was a little weak at.
Right.
So just so when you asked about MOCAP, our other partners within Muskegon County are Community Encompass, mm-hmm, Love Inc., and out on Apple here, East Apple, Baker College, Muskegon Community College. We have a new site at the Holton Area community library. We have a partnership with Muskegon Area District Library now. And so that's pretty much it for Muskegon. And plus, we have the two sites for the Goodwill locations.
Good. Well, the telephone number is 211 for the taxes. That's easy. Dial 211. Or it's a toll-free number. If you don't have access to a regular line, you dial toll-free. I know. I think you can still do that from phone booths. They still have phone booths.
Yeah.
But you're going to switch hats. We're going to go to some songs, come back. We're going to talk about Show Me the Money Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. So we go to a couple songs, come back, and then talk to you about that. That is another. It's a big event tomorrow with a bunch of people coming together. And we're just hoping that the snow holds off. That the school won't be covered.
Yeah, well, we're going to do what we can to plow at the parking lot, but it's right off Apple, so we know the roads will be cleared.
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Well, I just wanted to also announce that there's a national campaign. It's called SaveYourRefund.com,
okay.
And we're going to help our clients that want to get involved in this. There's a grand prize drawing of us $25,000. It's a sweepstakes for people that will save a portion of their tax refund. And weekly there will be $250 drawings for this. This is something else we'll offer at the sites that we can help people do. If they put a little bit of money, like just $50, into a savings bond, or they split their refund into a savings account, you know, just put a little away for the duration. They're eligible for this sweepstakes, and $25,000, it's a nice idea. And even if you don't win, you got $50 in your pocket.
Right.
So.
Right. Wow, that's a good idea.
It is.
So they find out that when they get down to taxes, during the preparation part.
Yeah, they have to do their taxes, and they have to fill out a form. It's called the 8888 form, the allocation of refund, and we can help them with that. That's what we're there for.
They got a lot going on.
We do. We're going to do a great job this year.
As always. Anything else in regards to the taxes, though? Anything else?
I just hope people really are paying attention and they want to come out and make sure if they have any kind of income, no matter how low it is, file your taxes, because you may be eligible for credit. We know that in Muskegon County alone, 20% of the people that are eligible for the earned income tax credit don't even file for it. And we figure that's about $3 million that isn't getting claimed every year.
$3 million.
$3 million, and that could be a lot of money that helps add to the local economy and can bring in more jobs. Don't miss out. If you've made any kind of money, either through a W-2 or you've been mowing lawns and sweeping sidewalks and you've got a record of income, come on in. Let us see if we can help you and make sure you get all the credits you're entitled to.
All right. We'll take a break and come back. We're going to talk about Show Me the Money Day then. All right. Thanks, Jane. Be right back. After the jam.